A moment of hesitation. Perhaps stage fright. Before delivering a message from the heart. I remember, 16-year-old Mamadou says, when she was like the earth to me. Like a father to me. Like the ocean to me. She loved me. She protected me. Before suddenly disappearing. An ode from a son to a mother that left the earth too soon. In this National School Slam Poetry Contest, teenage students speak in French, Wolof, Arabic, or a mix of all of them. There is no barrier of language, no theme or rules to follow, no mistakes to be made. This is slam poetry, a moment of pure freedom of expression. For Chame Djirenge, a declaration to announce her love for God, for women, for the city, and her ancestral Libu culture, all linked by a common thread, faith, trust, and devotion. Her words speak to a riveted crowd of hundreds of teenagers who, for a brief moment, are not distracted by their phones, but captured by poetry. Here to judge our famous slam poetry artists. As the crowd grows into the night, silence spreads, broken by the echoing voice of poets beneath Dakar's monument of the Renaissance.
Slam poetry is about the delivery, the diction, and the depth of the words. I'm really amazed. The level of these students is pretty impressive.
Senegal's first head of state, Léopold Sédar Senghor, known as the poet president, a prolific writer. Senghor devoted a third of the national budget to arts and culture despite most people living in poverty and being illiterate. Senghor was following the country's long tradition of using poetry, music and art to transmit knowledge and faith.
That we just necessary to promote the slam poetry through that competition that can help them develop their talent in education, develop their writing skills and their speaking skills.
Over 1,000 students took part in the event, with only a dozen left in competition. The judges have to decide a winner and runner-up. Mamadou is announced runner-up, leaving the trophy to 18-year-old Chame Djingare. Slam is democratic poetry, she says. It allows our soul to travel, a gift of simple words for the masses to just be present and feel the moment. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.